Hey, I'm Dino, and welcome to Dino Files Quick Hits. Normally, I would have a show on a weekend like this, a full show, but I'm not going to be doing that this week because I've just gotten my content train rolling again, and I don't have a lot of guests lined up. So you can expect regular shows coming as the weeks progress, but I'm going to be doing a quick hits for today. And I also want to update you on my plans for Dino Files. What I want to do is I want to do quick hits on Wednesdays and record on Wednesdays, maybe release Thursday or Wednesday night. And I want to do a... I want to do the regular show, the long show, the long form show on Saturday, and release on Sunday, maybe Saturday night. That's the plan moving forward with this show. So without further ado, let's get into it. News on Syria. There was another gas attack on April 4th in Syria. Dozens were killed by what's being described as a deadly nerve agent. In 2013, Assad's regime was accused of carrying out a similar gas attack in Syria. However, as evidence began to build up, especially evidence from investigative reporter Seymour Hersh, it was effectively decided that it was not Assad. It was, in fact, the Syrian rebels who launched that attack. Trump, on April 6th, launched 59 Tomahawk missiles at an airbase in Syria that the United States believes was the source of this most recent gas attack. The area of the gas attack was later bombed by Syrian warplanes that are believed to have come from that same base. In the Western Pacific, North Korea, the U.S., from the Navy Times, the U.S. has sent the Carl Vinson Strike Group, which includes five ships, to the Western Pacific as what seems to be a message to North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Un has launched no fewer than six missiles since Trump became president, which seems to have made Japan, South Korea, and the United States in particular rather nervous. So they're sending this Strike Group there kind of to let Un know that they're there to defend Japan and South Korea and to let South Korea and Japan know the same thing. In Stockholm, from The Guardian, April 7th, a truck was driven through a busy shopping district in Stockholm, Sweden, killing four, injuring 15. The event's being described as a terrorist attack. Two men were arrested, and the authorities, I believe, are looking for a third. The attack is reminiscent of similar attacks in Nice, Berlin, Jerusalem, and London, where trucks have been driven by lone wolf terrorists through busy areas, especially in shopping districts and at parades. In Egypt, from CNN, ISIS claims responsibility for the bombing of two Coptic churches on Sunday, in which 43 were killed. After the claim, ISIS basically said they were going to do more attacks. They left this message: "The Crusaders and their quote, the Crusaders and their tales from the apostates must be aware that the bill between us and them is very large, and they'll be paying it like a river of blood from their sons, if God willing." End quote. So ISIS is looking like they are going to continue to bomb places. Generally, they're assholes. And on a little bit of a lighter note, in Dallas, the AP reports, Tommy Lauren is suing Glenn Beck and The Blaze for wrongful termination. She went on The View and she said she was in favor of abortion rights, after which The Blaze and Glenn Beck said that they would pay out the rest of her contract, but they took her off the air, and they also said that they would pay out the rest of her contract if she remained silent on social media. And Lauren claims that Beck and The Blaze pursued a smear campaign designed to damage her image and her business relationships. That is pretty much all for this quick hits. There's a lot of news in very specific places. A lot of Syria, a lot of North Korea, a lot of terrorism. But there doesn't seem to be much outside of that. There have been a couple of shootings and whatnot, but I might update you more on those on Wednesday's episode of Quick Hits. That's pretty much all I've got for you now. So remember, you can donate to Dino Files if you go to airad.io. That's AI Radio. And you can look at the other shows that are there. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Quick Hits, and I'm going to be having more. They're going to be a little bit longer. Usually Quick Hits goes about 15 minutes or so. This one's going to come out a little bit closer to 5. So enjoy the rest of your day, and thanks for having me with you.
Welcome to AIR, Alternative Internet Radio. We are the podcast network that brings you listener-supported podcasts. Every show on this network is supported exclusively by their creators and their listeners. There are no ads on this network. That means the podcast is the product, not you. And remember, AIR is always looking for new shows. If you've got a podcast or you want to start a podcast and you feel like you would fit well with our family, then what are you waiting for? Send us an email. Our address is admin@airad.io. That's admin@airadio.io.